Welcome to Too Much Scrolling for August 7th, 2018. I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Hessenflow.
And we're just a couple of guys sitting around talking about things that are important to us. Hopefully they're important to you. And if you need more information, there's so many great ways to find more information. Boy, are you done digesting our food from our local festival?
Steve, I'm still working off the ribs and corn.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got a funnel cake left over.
I love the corn. It's so good. The farmer brings the corn, and they have thousands of ears of corn, and all the people come and get a free ear of corn. I love it.
Well, here in our local area, mm-hmm. we have a great big steam engine
yeah.
that they bring out, one of these old tractors that they bring out.
To boil the water.
And they boil the water,
yeah.
and everybody gets corn.
Everybody gets corn.
That sounds very Midwest, Steve.
It is very small town, very Midwest, but it's great. It's great to come together as a community and have those moments. Even though they might be fleeting, those are great moments.
Oh, how wonderful.
Film at 11. Brings us to our film at 11, our movie of the week. All right. So you know how much I love cartoons, right?
I do know how much you love cartoons, Steve.
Okay. I love cartoons so much that whenever there's a new cartoon, I ask my 12-year-old very nicely to come with me to go watch cartoons.
And he says, if I have to, Dad.
If I have to, Dad. I'm taking my dad to a cartoon again. He's probably going to ask for ice cream afterwards. We got to go see Teen Titans Go to the Movies this week.
Oh, tell me some about it.
This is so fun. This is a fun... It's an episode of a TV show, really. Teen Titans Go is a Cartoon Network TV show.
It's been on for a long time, hasn't it?
It's been on for about 5 years.
Okay.
And they are just silly. They break the fourth wall a lot. They talk to the audience. They look at the camera and say things that are out of character. It's very much like Deadpool for younger people.
Wow. In fact, that was the interesting thing you said there.
Take the fun of Deadpool. Take out all the naughtiness.
Yeah, the adult stuff.
The adult stuff, and leave in the fart jokes, the butt jokes, the poop jokes, and you've got Teen Titans Go.
Well, Steve, you just sold it to me there.
Oh my God. It is very silly. It is a guilty pleasure of mine to watch this with joy. The people who created this show are certainly aiming at my 12-year-old.
Sure.
And maybe even a little bit younger than him. He might be too mature for this material. But they're also putting in lots of humor for the middle-aged dads who are watching this.
What?
One of my favorite jokes, I'm going to spoil this. Those of you who have any interest in watching this, fast forward 10 seconds. My favorite joke is Superman in this movie is played by Nicolas Cage.
Oh, how awesome.
Nicolas Cage has been trying to play Superman for a very long time.
And, you know, Tim Burton's Superman movie was based on Nick Cage playing Superman.
It was almost going to happen, but it never happened. Nick Cage finally got a chance to play Superman in this cartoon, and his first line in the movie is, "Chase your dreams. You never know when you're going to actually be able to do the thing you wanted to do all your life."
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was hilarious. I laughed out loud. I was the only one, but I laughed out loud at that line.
Well, this movie has been out for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to spoil everything, but Excelsior, Steve.
That's pretty spoilery. There's so much fun to be had in this movie. I look forward to what is going to happen in the show in the future. There's some things that may go from the movie into the TV show.
Really?
Uh-huh. One of the things that I want to point out is there's at least 8 different styles of animation for each of the main characters in this.
Okay.
There's dream sequences, there's movies within movies where the characters look very different. And it's amazing to me. I always admire artists. It's amazing to me how many different kinds of art are in this silly little children's movie.
Well, it's all about connecting to the audience of the time. So you can understand how a character created back in the 40s or 50s or 60s
mm-hmm.
can be continuously updated to the modern,
including the 2003 cartoon, which makes an appearance in this movie.
What?
Uh-huh. One of our Facebook friends mentioned that, and I said, not to spoil you, but it's in there, sir.
All right.
It's in there. opening this week, there's some movies that are going to possibly be very entertaining. My pick of the week is a Netflix comedy special. This is Dimitri Martin, The Overthinker. Do you know Dimitri Martin?
Yes, we do. Yes. He's very much like the gentleman that we used to know.
Mitch Hedberg.
Yes, my friend.
He is a very, very dry wit, and he says these amazing things in such a way that really make you think, very much like Mitch Hedberg did.
Well, as you said a long time ago, Netflix seems to own comedy right now, especially performance comedy and stand-up. And so they've done a very good job at collecting these people and allowing their material to reach a large audience.
Dimitri Martin is one of my favorite comedians working right now. If Mitch Hedberg were still alive, I would say that he was my number one. But since, unfortunately, he passed away, Dimitri Martin fills that void just enough. And I find his observations so fun. It's not quite Jerry Seinfeld observation humor. It is a different tone.
Stephen Wright
very
type of...
similar.
And, you know, and it's like the setup and the punch, and the setup and the punch, and it just continues to go.
I love it. There's a movie called Dog Days that's opening this week. This is a story of a bunch of people in Los Angeles.
There's a micro audience for this, Steve.
Who have dogs.
Young girls and boys, what do we think, that are probably about maybe sixth grade? Fifth grade,
yeah,
that just love puppies.
There's a romantic comedy element to this, so this might be a date movie for some young ladies.
I don't think so. All right, but anyway, there's this movie that's coming out called Dog Days.
It's not
got dogs in it,
but they don't talk. I the whole time in the trailer, I was like, oh, this is gonna be a talking dog movie. It's not. Thankfully, it's not a talking dog movie. It's just about people in Los Angeles.
Steve, is there a big movie that is like Jaws, maybe set up for the Asian market?
Oh boy, there is The Meg that is opening this week.
It's a big shark.
The Megalodon, the giant, enormous shark, and Jason Statham trying to run away from the giant shark, and Rainn Wilson there for comic relief. A lot of people are excited about this.
Well, I think the people in China are probably, maybe India, are very excited about this, and we get to experience it too here in the United States.
I will see this movie because I like giant monster movies like Godzilla. This looks a lot better than the trailer that we saw for Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
This looks like a much better adventure than that. For the kids in your life who were fascinated by the concept of Slender Man 5 years ago, the movie Slender Man is coming out this week.
So Slender Man, what was that?
It is this weird phenomena of a video game that the kids were fascinated with on their portable devices 5 years ago.
Well, that sounds great. Maybe the Angry Birds could make an appearance.
This is very much like the Angry Birds. I enjoyed the Angry Birds movie. That was a good movie, but it just took too long from when it was a phenomena to when they made the movie. It was over. It was done. Same thing with Slender Man here.
Steve, is there a Spike Lee joint coming out?
Yes. Spike Lee has a new story for us. This is based on a true story. It is called Black Klansman, but in the middle of those words is a third K, because this is the story of a black police officer, true story, who infiltrated the KKK and had a conversation with David Duke and was in the KKK, the racist group, as a black man.
This is not the Dave Chappelle skit, is it?
No, this is not a comedy. There's certainly some interesting, funny pieces here, but this is not a comedy.
This looks like a really good movie.
It really does. And Spike Lee does that to me every time. Like, I remember Chi-Raq and talking about how good a concept that movie was, and then the actual movie really under-delivered, in my opinion.
Okay.
I have high hopes for this. I'm also a little bit trepidatious about what I'm going to see from Spike Lee here.
Okay.
But yes, you should watch the trailer. This has got not only Kylo Ren, but also Venom in it.
Well, you know, you got me there.
Adam Driver and Topher Grace are both prime pieces of this story, and I look forward to this one.
Book it.
brings us to our book it, our book of the week. And, you know, remember a couple of weeks ago I shared with you the Bobiverse, the idea of what we might become in the future if we were able to upload our brains into a computer and exist outside of our bodies. That was written by Dennis E. Taylor, and I got a chance to read his latest book this week. It's called The Singularity Trap.
All right, so this one was released back, it's going to be released in October.
Yeah.
To be read.
Here, that when I say I read this, that's not exactly true. I listened to the audiobook version of this because that was released in June, but the actual book, the actual text, is going to be released in October.
That's how interesting.
Very interesting, isn't it? It's kind of we're in a different life here, looking at where we're getting our information. I love audiobooks.
Well, all right, so tell me a little bit about The Singularity Trap.
This is another space-based science fiction story with a lot of real science behind it. This is the story of a ship called the Mad Astra, and a new member of the crew of the Mad Astra is on an asteroid, and he touches something with his spacesuit,
okay.
And that something attaches itself to his arm. There's emergency situation, something's happened that they weren't expecting, and all the rest of the crew jumps into action. They get the substance off of his spacesuit, they leave that on the asteroid, and they get back to the ship. Slowly, we see that he goes through a metamorphosis. His arm, and then the rest of his body, is turned into a metallic substance that's no longer human.
Really?
Through the rest of the story, we see this transformation, and we see that at some point, he, the person that he is no longer human. He still has all the memories, all of the feelings, but he is a metallic metal thing in the ship. It brings up the question of who are we, and how do we define our humanity? Are you still human if you lose a finger? Probably. Okay, let's keep going. What about if you lose a whole arm? Are you still you? At what point can we cut you and still call you you? When he becomes an AI, basically, just living as a computer program, is he still himself? Does he still have the same rights as a human? This is a fantastic story that is told in audio form at this point because the book has not technically been released, and brings up a lot of questions about humanity.
Oh, how wonderful. This sounds very interesting. This seems like a writer who seems to be exploring some of the big questions that we're dealing with right now.
These are the big questions that we've been dealing with for a long time, but the technology now has almost caught up with us. Maybe one day there will be a way for us to live forever as a consciousness on a computer.
Sure.
We've talked about Ray Kurzweil and The Singularity Is Near. He's a futurist that says that this is right around the corner. Maybe not in your lifetime, maybe not mine, but maybe in our children's lifetime, maybe we can just be uploaded to a computer. A lot of people have speculated that maybe this has already happened. Maybe we're living in the Matrix already. We just would never, ever know it.
Well, then we'd have Keanu Reeves there to save us.
Keanu Reeves is here, right? We have a Keanu Reeves in this universe.
We have a single Keanu Reeves. Well, then we could have a lot. Mr. Anderson.
This is a great book. It is about the singularity. It is about the concept of who we are as people wrapped up in this adventure in space. I recommend the audiobook very strongly. You can find it on our Amazon store, amazon.toomuchscrolling.com. I don't know, Chip. I think we have enough information to survive another week. What do you think?
Only if we can come back next week, Steve.
Well, next week, kind of an important week, Chip.
Next starts?
Tuesday. Yes, sir. One more week from today, school starts. Get ready. We will have a new show on Tuesday morning, and then all bets are off because I'm going back to school on Tuesday next week.
Steve's got a week left of partying.
Oh, yes. Let's put it that way. That's what's going to happen for the next week. If you need more information, give us a call or a text. Our phone number is 805-4104-TMS. Our website is TooMuchScrolling.com. Our email is TooMuchScrolling@gmail.com. We're on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, and every day of the week. And go to our news site, news.toomuchscrolling.com. I want to thank you again for listening to Too Much Scrolling. I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Hessenflug.
We'll see you in the future.